Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Eric and Angel. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. You know that from time to time you meet somebody who wants to work with you, but they're not exactly the most, they're not the easiest person to work with.
You know, we have all had an interaction, I'm sure, at one point or several, where we are dealing with difficult clients. And one of the things, you know, when we talk about great customer service and extreme customer service and the customer's always right, what do you do if you've got a really challenging client? And how do you train your staff to deal with these really challenging clients? We brought back Jay Shore, the founder and managing partner of The Best Medical Business Solutions. The Best Medical Business Solutions. I think it's thebestmbs.com, all the way from Florida. Jay, welcome back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the invitation again.
Well, we love having you on the show, Jay. And interestingly enough, I think we all can relate to having that customer or those customers, perhaps, that you know, just rub us the wrong way, and yet we have to present ourselves in a positive and professional manner. How do you direct your staff to handle or your clients to handle their patients in this case that are irritating?
Well, this goes back to our conversation we had last week about negative publicity on the internet, because those people that we're speaking about right now today, that unhappy client, unhappy patient, are the exact same ones that will be posting negative publicity about us on the internet. And then how do we get that off? So it was a great segue from last week's program to today.
Indeed.
So with that being said, you're asking, how do I train my staff? It goes far beyond that, because training a staff has to be done on a consistent basis and not be done and performed as damage control when it happens, because then they're going to be befuddled and really not know what to do. So a trained staff has to have the knowledge to shift the negative mood into a more positive one with few simple steps, because the more steps you go, the more irate and less patient that client-patient is going to become. And you have to utilize real-life situations in your meetings when you train, choosing one team to present one side and another to observe, and then you critique it, and then you switch sides, and you have the other team being the belligerent one, and the other team being the problem resolver. You know, and this way the staff sees various actions that are true to life, and each one may have a different alternative way to solve the issue.
You know, Jay, this
one being right, and with collaborative communication between the different levels of staff, you can adopt several ways to handle these situations.
This sounds an awful lot like training in a martial art, where you sometimes take the energy of the opponent and deflect it into something that is more productive.
Well, I absolutely try to do that, because what you try to do is make the wrong in the perception of the person correctly. No differently than in a restaurant, that when you go in, just because you're not satisfied with the taste of the meal doesn't mean it was improperly prepared. It just didn't meet your satisfaction. The right thing to do is to get the manager involved and then ask the client, ask the patient, what is it that could make you happy? But you must remove that client and patient from the mass and the public, because you don't want to see them how they handle it, because sometimes people love an audience. Misery loves company.
Yeah, that's true.
It becomes very metastatic, and sometimes people just want to perform a show.
You know, and we've all, I'm sure, witnessed, you know, somebody being really loud and boisterous just for the sake of the audience and to see what kind of reaction they can get. And Jay, I know that for a lot of companies, you know, when it comes to offering good customer service and being friendly, you know, we do an okay job as long as everything goes well. As soon as the client, or in your case often the patient, questions, challenges, or like you said, you know, maybe this just flavor of the meal wasn't to their liking, this is when customer service goes downhill. We go on the defensive, we become argumentative, and yet it seems like we could come up with some basic issues or basic challenges that we could challenge or could train our staff on? Are there key issues or concerns that we need to definitely be training on, or is it just more general overall?
I think we might have just lost our call, Jay. So we'll talk amongst ourselves. Interestingly, that you bring that up, and hopefully Jay will try to call back. I think that there are some key things that we can train our staff to be aware of, because there's probably a consistent pattern of what's going on. Let's restate the question for Jay. He's back with us now.
All right. So Jay, should we be training our staff on specific issues or more generic?
Both. Here's what I say. That here's what happens when other clients or patients overhear what we call the kerfuffle, that colloquial word about it. And the simple answer that I train the staffs and clients are is, I'm sure that there's a misunderstanding, and we handled it amicably and appropriately. And people are somewhat understanding and know that you have a good reputation. That's why they're there. But this can be somewhat overwhelming to a new client or a patient. So depending upon the privacy of your waiting room, your reception area, or the area in which the kerfuffle takes place, you've got to take them out of that area so that other people, because they've already heard portions of the argument, and they're going to make their own judgment if the unhappy patient is unreasonable. So always instruct the staff to be the first line of defense, but allow them to handle the initial dialogue before it gets out of control, and then they have to summon a manager or another person that has a level of authority to instruct how that has to be handled. But always make sure to get them out of your waiting room, your reception area, your public administration area, so that other people don't hear it. Because if your practice or your business has a good reputation, the people that are there because you have a good reputation. And we all know that there are people that believe that familiarity breeds contempt, and they love an audience. And it really annoys people like us when we see unruly people being unreasonable in a well-respected establishment.
Well, and the goal is, of course, to turn that client or patient into your number one advocate. That applies, as you mentioned last week, online as well as in person. Jay, we have to run. Let's give some contact information for you in case our listening audience wants to reach out to you.
Okay. Once again, it's Jay Shore, JAYSHORR, at the best MBS. Standing for Medical Business Solutions, www.thebestmbs.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. We sure appreciate you. Look forward to the next time we chat.
Okay, thanks a lot. And regardless of your affiliation, make sure to vote. It counts. People in Florida have proved that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. No hanging chads this year, we hope. Now, don't go anywhere. When we return, more positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Network.
The Experience Pros are here to help you get your business right. To learn more, visit experiencepros.com.